This is a picture which Hals painted in about 1626, or perhaps a couple of years later. Definitely one of his most attractive pictures. Hals was primarily a portrait painter. This is a young man wearing a red beret, a sort of Caravaggesque costume, with this splendid plume holding a skull. He looks as if he's in the act of speaking, or about to speak. And although Hals didn't actually visit Italy himself, he obviously knew the works of artists who had seen works by Caravaggio and artists who painted in the manner of Caravaggio. After all, this is a typically Caravaggesque costume, sort of low-life Roman dress, which Hals is using for his own purposes. This plumed hat is very typical of the sorts of pictures that Caravaggio himself was painting. And there was obviously a fashion for this sort of painting. Hals here shows the young man holding a skull in the process of speaking. It's almost as if he's been caught on stage, as if he's been caught in a moment before he's about to make a speech. And this is, I'm sure, the reason why he's been identified in the past as Hamlet making his speech about Yorick. This is obviously a mistake in interpretation. But the theme of the passage of time and the theme of the vanity of life is very much what this picture is about. It's been described as a vanitas subject. Vanitas subject is a subject which deals with the vanity of life, or the passage of life, the phrase itself coming from the Old Testament, from the book of Ecclesiastes, which talks about life as vanity of vanities. And the skull, of course, is the symbol of this, that everything eventually passes away. And here, of course, Hals brings out the contrast between this blooming, red-cheeked youth in the very flower of his age, and contrast this with the skull. So the viewer is made aware of the fact that blooming youth will eventually turn to death. The theme of the passage of time and the futility of worldly pursuits is one which united European culture. One of the things that Hals does, which makes the picture extremely exciting, is actually capturing the instant. And he does this not only by suggesting that it's an instant which is captured in the expression of the face. The eyes turn to the right, the hand is in a gesture indicating a speech about to be made, but also in the very rapid manner in which the picture has been executed in itself. There's a sort of vibrancy, not only in the way the subject has been presented, but in the way the paint has been laid on the canvas. And this is, of course, one of the things which is most admired about Hals, his painting technique, the extraordinary rapidity and the extraordinary fluency with which he painted. He has a very economic style, if one looks particularly at the left-hand side of the picture, where the grey-brown cloak comes over the young man's shoulder. One can see that there are several areas where the ground is showing through, the preparatory layer on the canvas is showing through. In other words, areas which the painter hasn't worked up at all. He's used those as the mid-tone of his of the cloak and just jotted in with a rapid action of the brush the dark areas representing the shadows, and then the grey areas representing the highlights. He does something rather similar in the hand as well, which is shown in a rather brilliant foreshortened view. He highlights the tips of the fingers, the tip of the thumb, but all the palm is shown in shadow, and so one gets a very clear sense of the solidity of the hand, but it's executed in the most economical way imaginable, I think. Also in the way the hair is shown, again with very rapid strokes in slight disarray. And also if one looks more closely at the way that the face is painted, one can see, for example, in the chin and over in the shadowed area on the right-hand side of the face, he adopts this hatching technique, these parallel strokes executed with the brush in order to give a sense of the solidity of the face, of the head, and at the same time the softness of the flesh as well, the softness of the young man's skin. This, of course, contrasts with the hardness of the skull, which the boy is holding in his left hand. And it's again a picture of many contrasts. This is what lies at the very essence of the theme of the vanitas picture.